So David and all Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with much shouting and blowing of trumpets. Is this a party? Amen. Are these guys praising the king?
Amen.
I mean, they're praising the king. Let's go to the next couple. But as the ark of the Lord entered the city of David, Michelle, the daughter of Saul, looked down from her window, and when she saw King David, her husband, leaping and dancing before the king, she was filled with contempt for him. She didn't like it. My husband, the king, how dare him dance before all them little peasant girls out there with no clothes on? How dare him do something like that? The ark of the Lord was placed inside the special tent that David had prepared for it, and David sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord. Is he trying to tell God, I love you, Lord? He danced violently with all his might all the way up that road. I mean, can you imagine if we were going to take this thing for 10 or 20 or 30 miles and you have to dance violently like that all the way? Out there in that sun? Of course, the sun's hot over there in the Middle East where they were at. But he didn't care. He was dancing to the Lord. And when we worship the Lord, that's the way everybody's different. If you want to worship God some way, don't let what anybody else does offend you. I remember that time when that PhD from one of the Baptist seminaries said, he said when we went to the Toronto thing, we had heard about what God was doing up there, and so we ain't never seen God do nothing as Baptists. So he went up there with one of his friends, two of them PhDs. He said, we got up there, we got in the very back. He said, when the worship service started, there was a little hippie, you know, 18, 20-year-old guy, had some tattoos on him, long, strangly hair. He looked awful. He said he went down there, and he was on his knees, and he was tears coming out of his eyes, and he thought, oh, God, look at that. And the Lord says, if you would humble yourself like that before me, I might do something for you once in a while. Hey, there's a whole lot of them PhDs, and a lot of the rest of us need to hear God when he talk like that. You know it?
Amen.
See, what does God look on? The heart. That's right. I mean, that little kid, yeah, maybe he didn't look like a PhD with a three-piece suit on, but he knew how to worship the king.
Amen.
And the king loved it, obviously. And see, that's the thing. Don't ever make fun of somebody else. I mean, you don't know where they are with God.
Amen.
You don't know at all. And of course, this lesson that James had this morning was great. I just got in the last few seconds when he's talking about King David again. And I didn't have any idea what he was going to teach on this morning. But David, you know, the guy that thought he would do David a great service and he would kill the anointed one of God. And so he told David, I killed him for you. David says, what? You touched God's anointed? Now, he thought he was going to get a reward because he killed David's enemy. But David killed him. Whoa! You don't mess with God's anointed. I mean, well, don't matter whether they're doing things right or wrong. You don't mess with them. I mean, phew. But David was leaping and dancing before the Lord, but his wife was filled with contempt. And then the ark was put there, and he sacrificed with peace offerings to the Lord. And then now the next couple of verses. When he had finished, David blessed the people in the name of the Lord. You know, as he blessed them. Yeah, that's what Jesus did too. The first thing the Lord did when he made Adam and Eve is he blessed them. The last thing he did before he left this earth, he blessed his people. So David, he's just following suit. David blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a gift of food to every man and woman in Israel, a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins. Then everyone went home. Boy, that's quite a gift. If he had 30,000 soldiers, I'd hate to have to give just everybody in the ministry center a loaf of bread and a cake of dates and raisins. I'm just thinking about giving all y'all a gift. But obviously... there was no need, no lack in David's camp, right, Tom? No, he had plenty. God had blessed him abundantly. Now let's go to the next couple. When David returned home to bless his family, his wife Michelle came out to meet him and said in disgust, She was upset with the boy. How many of y'all know God made a woman to submit to her husband? Obviously, she didn't know that. Obviously, she never read the book. Michelle came out to meet him and said and discussed how glorious the king of Israel looked today. Can you imagine hearing her say that to her lovely husband? He exposed himself to the servant girls like any indecent person might do. He exposed himself to all them other girls. He had a few clothes on, but he was dancing violently. And it says, David retorted to Michelle, "I was dancing before the Lord." Amen. Now see, that's the secret. It don't make any difference who's watching you. Right. If I go wild up in this platform, y'all don't go wild against me because I ain't doing this for y'all. Amen. I'm worshiping the King.
Amen.
You know, and I do whatever I do it as unto the Lord. Amen. And to nobody else. I ain't trying to please people. I've learned a long time ago. There ain't no way I can please all people. I can please some of you some of the time, but I can't please all of you all of the time.
Amen.
So that David knew this. He says, David retorted to Michelle. He said, "I was dancing before the Lord who chose me above your father and his family." Isn't that something? Who chose David to be king of Israel? God did. God did. Who chose you to be where you are today? God did. Who put me up here in this place? God did. And He's the one that answers every one of the prayers I pray. He's the one that heals every one of them. He's the one that gives me all the wisdom and revelation that I have. And I can't take no glory for none of it. Because without Him, I can't take another breath.
Amen.
Not another breath. And you can't either. So we ought to show Him a little respect once in a while. And it might be good if once in a while you go home or out in the pasture all by yourself and practice dancing violently before the Lord. Where nobody can see you. But God. Say, "Lord, I don't want none of these people to see me. You know, so I'm just going to go out. I'm going to get in the barn and close all the doors. You know. Or I'm going to get in my bedroom and I'm going to close all the doors. And I'm going to put on a little music. And Lord, me and you, I'm just going to dance with you today. But I want to tell you how much I love you." And David danced violently before you. "Lord, I want to dance violently before you to show you how much I love you." It might do some of us some good. You know that? And I know it would make God happy because He likes it. Now, when you do it for Him. If you do it for show, that's not, he ain't going there with you. That's not God. If you're doing something to show out, He ain't going to like it. It says, "David retorted her, 'I was dancing before the Lord who chose me above your father and his family. He appointed me as a leader of Israel, the people of the Lord. So I am willing to act like a fool in order to show my joy to the Lord.'"
Amen.
How many people do you know are willing to do that? Amen. I am too. But you know, I was raised up in that Baptist church, and you have no idea. Yeah, some of you may have. When God began to move on my heart, I need to worship Him. And you know, and I'd think, ain't nobody in this place got their hands up. But I need, so I'd only raise one about this high. You know, y'all know where I'm coming from? Anybody ever been there? I so wanted to raise my hand to worship Him, and I finally got to where I'd raise two, but I wouldn't raise them any higher in my head, you know. And then finally the Lord just convicted me, "You're going to praise me or not? Well, the knowledge and wisdom and revelation I'm giving you and the healings I'm doing for you after, you're going to praise me or not? You want me to cut off your power? No, Lord, no. I'll do it. I'll do it." So, okay, I just moved out the front row right here. On the very front, when we start singing, I just do this. And that way I can look up. There ain't nobody in front of me. I don't know what nobody else is doing. I could care less. And God increased my anointing. And He started increasing my power with Him and my prayer results. And so I thought, ooh, and the more He did that, the more I wanted to just violently praise the King. Amen. I mean, you can't, when you begin to see God answer your prayer and you see the people healed that Cheryl and I have had the privilege to see healed, hey, you ain't trying to please nobody out there. You're just wanting to do what God calls you to do. You know that? And I want my anointing to increase. I definitely don't want to tick Him off because I saw what happened when He got ticked off. The guy got killed. But I'm going to show you what happened to his wife. God obviously was a little more happy with David than He was with Michelle. Uh-oh, let's go on to the next verse. Yes, and I am willing to look even more foolish than this, but I would be held in honor by the girls of whom you have spoken. So Michelle, the daughter of Saul, remained childless throughout her life. God was not pleased with her. He closed her womb. You will have no children because of your sin. Back in those days, if a woman didn't have a baby, it was awful. It was awful. You know, there's people in some, like the Indian nation today, it's still something. You ain't nothing if you're a woman, you ain't got one or two children. Nobody thinks you're nothing. You got to have babies. You know. But today, you know, that's not us, America. You know, we want to go out and have all the sex we want with everybody we want to. We don't want no kids. You know, we don't want them. That's the way we think. That ain't God's way. That ain't God's way. Now then, let's go to Psalms 150. And we'll round it up on Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. My goodness gracious. You reckon He likes praise?
Amen.
You really think He does?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Oh, there it is again. Praise God in the heavenly dwellings. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. I mean, maybe it would be a good idea this afternoon to get in your room somewhere and just start praising Him. Because He's telling us to, isn't He? Praise Him. There, my land's the next verse. We can't read nothing here that ain't got praise in it. You reckon He likes that, Esther? Oh, yeah. He loves it, doesn't He? Now, while you're standing washing dishes, you can praise Him, can't you? You think He likes that? I know He does. I know He does. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequal greatness. He's worthy to be praised. Go to the next couple of verses. Praise Him with the blast of the trumpet. Whoa! Let's blast the trumpet in here. We don't want to offend nobody with a trumpet now. You know. And if you don't like a trumpet, that's okay. You don't have to come to church here. That's okay. You know, everybody's not in the same place. Some people got knowledge of the Word and believe what it says, and others don't. Somebody said, well, I don't like praising God. I said, okay, go ahead and don't praise Him. It's okay for you to be wrong if you want to. You can be wrong if you want to, right? What are you going to get from the Lord? Not a whole lot.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.